Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Free from All Fears. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Fear of death makes you subject to bondage. And all fears are fear of death. I'm so, well, how could that be true, Brother Keith? Well, death is much more than physical death. Spiritual death. Spiritual death involves separation. Spiritual death involves loss. And any fear that you can think of involves a fear of losing something or a fear of being separated from something that you desire. Right?
Yes, sir.
Fear of being separated from your physical life. A fear of not getting what you want. A fear of losing what you love. And all of that is fear of death. But Jesus destroyed him.
Amen.
Who had the power of death.
Hallelujah.
And thereby has delivered us from the fear of death. Said out loud, I've been delivered
from the fear of death.
See, fear of flying, what is that? It's a fear of death. Fear of being in a close place. What is that? It's a fear of being smothered or something. Fear of being in a big crowd. Fear of being alone. Fear of foods. Fear of cats. Fear of dogs. I mean, the phobias are just endless. And all of it involves being afraid that I'm going to be separated from something I desire or that I'm going to lose something. But when you know God and you walk in the fullness of this, you're not afraid of losing anything good. You're not afraid of being separated from anything you desire. Even your own physical life. You know, Phyllis and I, in our few years, we've had a couple of situations to where it looked like you could die right now. And I'm so thankful. We were talking about the other day a couple of things that had happened over the last 20 years. And we weren't afraid. Genuinely. I wouldn't stand up here and lie to you about it. If I was afraid, I'd tell you. I have been afraid before. But on these occasions, and it's for no other reason except we've been putting a word in us for decades now. And this word produces faith. And this faith displaces fear.
Amen.
You can't be full of faith and full of fear.
Right.
You get full of faith, there's no room for the fear.
Right.
I know a while back, oh, this has been several years ago, when I was first learning how to fly, one of my first flights in a jet. I flew with this guy, and we went to this certain place. And these guys on the ground were telling him, they said, you know, why don't you do such and such for us? I didn't even know what they're talking about. He said, no, I got in trouble last time I did that. And they said, oh, come on, do it. He said, no, I'm not supposed to. Oh, come on, do it. And I was flying, but he was the one that was over the flight. I was brand new. And so they called on the radio. They said, be advised, there's nobody around here to see this. Nobody's here. You could do it. And I'm sitting there, and we're sitting on the end of the runway. I'm about to push the throttles up. He said, I have it, my airplane. Well, he's the instructor, so I said, okay. He took it. Well, man, he fired this thing off. We come off the ground, and I mean, we're not 50 feet off the ground. I mean, we're in the middle of the runway, you understand? Just barely, and he does this. Whew. Well, in order to turn, you got to dip a wing. That wing couldn't have been 10 feet off the ground. We're doing 150 miles an hour. And we stay low and just pick up speed. And here's all these buildings. Well, you know, we're not going down the runway. Now there's all these buildings and stuff. And I'm looking straight at the middle of a building. Doing 170 miles an hour. And I wasn't afraid.
Hallelujah.
The thought crossed my mind. You may die right now. But I wasn't afraid. What? Because what happens when you die? I know what happens when I die. Not because I've died, but because I got a book that's got all the answers in it. It tells me what happens. Hallelujah. People say, oh, aren't you afraid? Afraid of what? Why should I be afraid? Afraid of dying? Why? I've been delivered from the fear of death. Did you hear me? Man, we just barely skimmed the top of those things. And I was just able to sit there and think, wow, now this is something. Look at this. Phyllis and I are driving one time years ago. And we're just going down this 4-lane road. And all at once, we see all this dust and stuff flying up. And this car jumps the median. And is heading straight for us at about 70 miles an hour. I mean, dead for us. I mean, there's not, 100 yards. And it's closing fast. And we didn't scream. We didn't panic. Did you hear me now?
Yeah.
We didn't scream. We didn't panic. We called on the Lord. And I'm telling you, right before that thing got to us, it just turned, poof, and went somewhere else. Didn't touch us. But our thing that we were remarking about, we realized we're not afraid.
Yeah.
Oh, what freedom.
Yes.
I said, what freedom.
Yes, sir.
And when you get a bad report or when some crisis arises, you'll respond one of two ways. You'll either panic or you'll respond with faith.
Amen.
If you're going to be in faith, you can't yield to fear.
Amen.
Faith is just better.
Amen.
It's easier on your mind. It's easier on your body. It's easier on your constitution. It's easier on your family.
Yes.
Your family don't want to see you fall apart. They don't have to use their resources to prop you up in the middle of a situation. Right?
Amen.
You do not have to fall apart. You do not have to panic. You do not have to fear. Now, last week, we camped on that. Jesus told us, if you were here last week, you remember, he said, don't let your heart be afraid. Didn't he? Don't let it happen. Don't let it. That means you do not have to yield to fear. Now, feelings will come. Thoughts will come. Experiences, memories, all kind of stuff will come, and you might feel afraid. But here's the big thing. Don't yield to it. Don't give in to it. Resist it. And this is one of the most important things we've told you since we've begun on this. When feelings of fear come, what do?
Resist.
Resist it. I don't care if the hair's standing up on the back of your neck. I don't care if goosebumps are double parked on your arms. I don't care if your knees are bumping together. This is what you say. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. What? I'll fear nothing. The devil will say, too late, you're already afraid. Look at you. Your knees are bumping together. You say, shut up, shut up, shut up. I refuse to be afeared. Resist it. Say, no, I will not yield to this.
Amen.
You feel like panicking, but resist it. How many are saying you can resist it?
Yes.
And by the grace of power and power of God, by the greater one inside of you, you can be successful.
Yes.
And not give in. See, what happens when people panic is they yield to it. They give it. They yield to the thoughts. They yield to the feelings. And when you do that, it's going to get worse fast.
Amen.
Don't give in to it. Resist it. What happens when you resist the devil? He'll flee from you. Has to leave you. And there may be times if you're going through something that's really, traumatic and disturbing, when you are tempted to fear and these things come on you and the feelings and the thoughts will come so strong and they may come again and again. But what do?
Resist
them again and again and don't quit resisting. Every time it comes, you stand against you. Say, I don't care if tears are flowing down your face. I don't care if you feel every symptom of terror and fear. You say, no, God is with me.
Amen.
I will not fear. He's my strength.
Yeah, yeah.
I do not have to give in.
Yeah, yeah.
And you stand against it. And how many believe the Bible is true? What'll happen?
Yeah.
It'll leave you.
Amen.
I said it will leave you.
Yes.
And you'll be in faith.
Amen.
And you'll have victory. And you won't go down.
You,
you'll go over.
Right.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Glory to God. Now go with me, please, today to the book of Job. Can any good thing come out of Job? Y'all know where Job is? In Job, the third chapter, there is a principle and a law that we must understand. You know, Job had a lot of bad things happen to him. Now, people, you know, do not understand the book of Job and get things all twisted around. And you hear people say things like, well, I guess I'm just like poor old Job. You're talking about a multi-billionaire. Poor old Job. And it's amazing that people miss, you know what, they say, well, I'm sick and I'm broke and I've lost stuff and I guess I'm just like poor old Job. You know, that was God's will for Job. No, Job was extremely rich and blessed, and then he wound up more blessed. Right? Historians believe that the entire trial of Job lasted less than 2 years. Maybe less than that. Well, he had a rough year. I said, Job had a rough year. But he wound up twice as blessed. A lot of people miss the back of the book. Job got healed. Is that right? Job got healed. He got delivered. He wound up with twice as much as what he lost. How do people miss that? But they do. They just ignore all that. But Job had some very bad things happen to him. And the Bible tells us specifically who did it. Who did it? The devil did it. The destroyer. Somebody said, well, yeah, but God led him. Well, just because God allows something does not mean it was his will. And does not mean it pleased him. The Lord allows all kind of things. All you got to do is look around in the world today. Right? He is allowing all kinds of things. He's allowing Satan worship in this country. Right? He's allowing all manner of sin. He's allowing all kind of destruction. Is that because it's his will? Is it because it pleases him? No. All the stuff that we see in this earth is because man has a free will. And man is chosen wrongly, and then God allows to a degree what we allow. And so it's not God's fault, it's man's fault.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Fear and Destruction, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R803C. That's R803C. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.